Okay, so I know that people like video content and reactions to video content, but every, and I kind of, you're supposed to hook people in the first 10 minutes and 10 seconds and all this other stuff and AI. Every once in a while, I get a good old-fashioned headline just that I see that just hits me the wrong way. And I really want to know how they fucking pull this one out of their ass. Gen Z is dating less. The result is one of the most unprepared workforces. I was not expecting that. I was not expecting that headline. So congratulations, Jake Angelo. You got me to click. And no, I will not be logging in. So we're in Reader View. And let's go ahead and see what this is all about. And yes, I have coffee all over my freaking face. Gen Z is dating less. The result is one of the most unprepared workforces. Young workers are finding it hard to navigate difficult situations in the office, from talking to the boss and showing up on time. And how, pray tell, are we going to tie in dating less as a result of this? 56% of Gen Z enter adulthood having engaged in a romantic relationship. Well, let me guess. That's the men. I wonder, what's the percentage of Gen Z that is men? What is the percentage of Gen Z that is men? 51% male. So 51% of the men and 3% of the women. 4% of the women have never dated, and 51% of the men have never dated. Oh, say it ain't so. My heart and my sinnoh. Dear daddy, I write you despite this years of silence. Look. Oh, I don't even have the. Hold on. Nothing like something not working the way it should. Anyway, I was going to try to show off my still emo shirt because that's the joke I was going for there. Anyway, look, 56% of Gen Z are entering adulthood never having engaged in a romantic. Only about 56% of Gen Z enter adulthood having engaged. So 40, what is that? 44? Compared to 75% of members of older generations. So half have actually been in a real romantic relationship. And without those tough conversations and negotiations, Gen Z is showing up to their first day of work unprepared to face the challenges of the office. Boy, that's a stretch, I'd say. I would say that's a stretch. Center on American life, Gen Z's romantic gap, why nearly half of young men aren't dating. Boy, they really are stretching there, aren't they? 56% of Gen Z enter adulthood having engaged in a romantic relationship, so half haven't. Without those tough conversations and negotiations. What tough conversations and negotiations about dating? I'm a millennial. You basically do what the woman wants or she leaves. Like, I don't know who these people are thinking that, like, you get negotiation in dating, or you get standards, or you get rules. The guy just gets what he can take, and that's what you get. Like, that's actually how it works. I hate to be so freaking black-pilled, so freaking negative, but that's how it works. You take what you can get. And if she's got better options, she walks. And I don't know how else to put it. That's just how it is now. I don't know what you want from me. And so they're saying that they haven't had tough conversations. What? That the men haven't been kowtowed into submission by their females, so they're not showing up to the office as docile, good little worker drones. Is that it? See? Corporate America, they do have a vested interest in you being able to be controlled, and they're realizing the guys that don't have women in their lives can't be controlled. Showing up to their first day of work unprepared to face the challenges of the office, according to Tessa West. Of course, it's a woman. a professor of psychology at New York University whose research focused on communication between employees and bosses. What seemed like an obvious norm before, how to talk to the boss, what time you need to show up, this younger generation doesn't have ground rules for. How exactly does talking to a boss, help me understand this. How is the dating less thing? And of course they show a guy that looks like he's from that movie Ex Machina. Remember that guy? How is the dating less thing? Wouldn't this be something that like your parents would teach you how to do? How to talk to a boss? What time to show up? Like, isn't that something that like you learn when you're 5 years old? How to talk to a teacher? And I'm sorry, in my day, like, and I'm gonna be like this. Even 15 years ago, if you didn't show up on time consistently, like there was a conversation. And yes, over the course of the years, they end up getting to a point where like everybody shows up at 9:45 before the 10 a.m. stand up, and like it's what do they call that? Unless there is a top down control for like demanding people get in earlier and whatever, they just don't. People will push it. Yeah, I thought Gen Z wanted jobs more than anything, and now they can't even show up on time. So, but they're blaming dating on that. How? I know that this, okay. This younger generation doesn't have ground rules. It's not just dating. Gen Z is socializing less. That's everyone. Everyone's socializing less. They're drinking less. Good. Attending fewer parties. Good. And engaging in fewer face-to-face interactions than any generation before them. The COVID pandemic and the social media era have ushered in something more stark than what author Robert Putnam depicted in Bowling Alone, The Collapse and Revival of American Community. Much of Gen Z has lost the tools necessary developing the social acumen needed to navigate, because there's no reward in it, guys. Like, this is, I went on a 4-hour sojourn this morning to find brown duct tape. I'm not kidding. Go to my other channel and watch the video. I forget what I named it. It was something about, I'm tired of constantly being inconvenienced by life or something like that. I'll give you the actual title here. I know everybody's already clicked off of this video anyway. I'm tired of making compromises for reality. Go watch that video. Jesus, the fucking like to dislike radio. Come on, guys. 75%? Really? It must be my trolls from the newest fucking... Look, there's no reward for going and participating in the world anymore. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? What do you want? And of course, it's written by a woman. There's no reward for fucking... There's no reward for participating in the world anymore. There just isn't. And now they're bitching about, oh, Gen Z's dating less. They're socializing less. And this is the second time recently that some think piece or some... Like, this must have been a top-down... powers that be dissemination thing, because this is the second time that drinking, fewer parties, like Brett Cooper's been on about that, and all the TradCon influencers have been on about that. Throw a party, get drunk with your friends. Like, I would think it's a good thing that Gen Z is not drinking, is not drinking as much as previous generations. And I would consider it a legitimate good thing that they're not going to college and not going into insane amounts of debt. Face-to-face interactions before generation before them, the COVID pandemic and the social media have ushered in something more stark than author Robert. Okay, we already read that. While there are other factors at work, West said her research found there's a direct link between the decline in romantic relationships and workplace performance. Yes! There's no fucking point! Like, How do you not understand this? This is the number one thing that fucking I get so much guff for. I get so much guff and so much criticism for saying that sex is the most important thing. It just is. And now all the think tanks and all the fucking people who want workforcers and fucking people in the workforce and people to show up for work on time. If we don't, like, I was thinking about this today. The amount of bullshit I had to go through to go find some fucking duct tape to cover a fucking mailbox so it's not going to be blowing freezing air into my house the entire fucking day and freezing the pipes and shit. Like, it's useless. There's no point in working this hard for something that's giving me zero reward. Like, it is a losing enterprise. There's no interest in the, like, I'm going to have to just sit on the real estate. Like, I did that whole thing for nothing. Like, that's why I haven't done a lick of work over here. At all, except what has been absolutely necessary. People are on me about installing solar. I'm not gonna fucking, like, I'm bitching about the electric bill. I got my another electric bill. They're literally just taking the supply total, the actual electrical usage that I actually used, and they're just doubling the number for the delivery charges. Anybody else who has AES Ohio, please help me out here. Look at your bill. Are they just doubling the fucking supply total? Like, literally, look at this. I'm going to pull this up since I'm already all over the place on this fucking video. I'm going to pull this up. Look at this. Where is it? Come on, Raymond. Look at this. AES Ohio delivery charges, supply generation charges, $114, right? Customer charge, 10 bucks. Other delivery charges, $117. Last month, my supply generation charges were like 160 some dollars. And magically, the other delivery charges were $175. They're just doubling the fucking electric supply total. That's all they're doing. They're just doubling it. What's the fucking point? What's the fucking point? Like, you're not paid enough for this shit work. You never get laid. Like, there's no enjoyment of your day-to-day life because nobody likes each other. Like, that's fundamentally what it is. It's, forget the sex thing. Everybody's hung up on bald man with bad teeth bitching about not getting laid. Everybody's hung up on that. Get over that. Listen to what I am saying. Not listening to how I'm saying or what I look like. Listen to what I'm saying. Pull your head out of your ass and listen to what I'm saying, okay? Before you make your stupid little fucking retarded comments. Look. There's no point. Because I was thinking about this morning. It's like, I was driving at like 7 in the morning. Traffic's horrible. Even out here, traffic's horrible. And people are just in a massive rush and hurry. And it's like, I was looking at everybody's really nice vehicles and passing everybody's really nice big houses and just all of this material, everything that they have. And they're just rushing so fast to go sit at a red light, to go get to their job, where they just sit there and snack all day and poke around on a fucking computer to service the debt that they've accumulated to pile up things around them in their life. Like, what's the point? Everybody's fat. Nobody's having sex. Nobody can get along with each other. Half the country hates the other half of the country. Won't say which half of that country is that hates the other half of the country. There's nothing to do except hit the gym, bro, or play some fucked up stupid sport. And it's just work. It's just work and it's just taxes. I gotta write almost $4,000 in tax checks next month. I got a month. I have the money, but I have a month to basically try to make as much money as I can up until that comes out of my account. Basically the end of the month. I have 2 weeks. So I get paid in April. You know, it's just work. All you do is work. And like, I don't have any reason to do any of this except for the fact that I've made obligations that now I'm stuck in because nobody wants to buy real estate right now because the market is shit. And I'm in this house, and this house it's fine. The neighbor's dog's been, I thank you, neighbor, for actually making an effort to make it so I don't hear the dog as much anymore. Thank you. It has Notably, I have noticed that it is better. Thank you, neighbor. Watch it start barking like right now. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I mean, look at my feed. Look at my feed right now. Look at this. Marshall, video right here. The world's about to end and none of us care. Why would we? Why would we? Why would we give a shit? Men aren't dating and going out like they used to. This is why so many men are now DSP. Like, and then these articles are bitching about guys not showing up to time on work. There are other factors involved. Wes said her research found there's a direct link between the decline in romantic relationships and the workplace performance. Why would we try if we're not getting any? This is the biggest. I'm just ahead of my time. Me and Aaron Clary, we're just ahead of our time. That's all it amounts to. Because it makes perfect sense to me. My interest in anything just has, it's evaporated. I feel like I'm basically just treading water. And I hate that because there's no women. There's no positive social hope in the future. There's no hope of a family. And there's no having someone in your life that cares about you. And that feminine, softer person that's complimentary and calms you down. All these women, they hear those things and they immediately go into fight or flight mode and emotional labor and all the bullshit. Just, wouldn't it just be nice to have somebody in your life? Like, it doesn't have to be like this, ladies. It really doesn't. It doesn't have to be this bad. And you hate us. You hate us. Okay. And now you've concocted a situation in with the government and with the police and with taxes and with the system where you can basically get away with murder and have no repercussions and have the state protect you and pay for everything for you and retire men as a species. And all of you, even the most supposed conservative tradcon style girls, all of you seem to just revel in the fact that you can retire men from your existence. And now, I would say a decade into this great social collapse, failure of an experiment that we've been running since 2016, since before that, since the 50s, let's be honest. But now they have the gall to say, Wes said her research found there's a direct link between the decline in romantic relationships and workplace performance. Is this the chick? Is this, okay, Daniel Cox, Gen Z's lost the tools. What is this link to? I want to know what this Wes person looks like. Is it a chick? She said her research, okay. Wes. Hold on. Tessa West, what does she look like? Is that her? Jerks at work? That probably is her. Okay, so she's conventionally attractive. Like, she should understand this. She's got a wedding ring on her finger. Like, she should understand this. Of course she went to NYU. Of course she did. Of course she fucking did. Fucking NYU. Every chick that I even was remotely interacted with from NYU was bonkers. It's not just dating. Okay, yeah. Those skills, like the ability for people to actually do those well in their relationship, directly predicts how good you are at them at work. It's every, look, and again, number one criticism that people lob at me is that, oh, sex, he's just obsessed with having sex. Everything is downstream of you having something to live for. And then, of course, then I say that. And the number one criticism response is, well, you're a loser. You should have more to live for than that. You don't understand. Like, I don't know how to make you see that you're wrong. Like, I don't know how to, okay? I don't know if it matters at this point because my views are completely dive bombing and the channel's dying. It's like, I have to rely on super chats and live streaming. So I don't even know why recording this video I'm even bothering, because it's gonna make $30. Like, you need a reason to get out of bed in the morning. And like, the people who, maybe you're just hard-headed, maybe you're just in denial, maybe you're, I don't know, you just watch enough pornography and jack off enough that you like get it out of your system. But like, for someone like me, it's depressing to masturbate. It's depressing to watch pornography. It's depressing to know that I can't have that. Like, it physically makes me feel ill. So I abstain from it. So I'm like, yes, if you don't have some kind of person in your life, you shut down. And in mass, women have, they are okay. Like, the ones that want somebody have picked them, and they pick the best. And there's so few women that actually, there's a third of the women actually want anything to do with straight men. A third. And they've already picked them all. We lost. Like, what am I living for? To pay off a mortgage, to pay taxes on that property, to maintain it, to maintain this one? Like, there's a reason I don't try to work on this place at all. There's no reason to. Like, if something breaks, like, I need to replace the furnace, the propane stove. It'd be ideal to replace it with something that uses less propane that maybe heats better. But again, nothing's on fire. The solar panels. I'm not buying $8,000 worth of solar panels for this fucking place. Over $115 delivery charge. Like, there are things in life that you just end up accepting or compromising on, because why fight? Like, why try harder? Like, it has been proven to me that humanity, and this YouTube channel has really proven to me that humanity doesn't, the vast majority of humanity does not like me very much. And they watch me out of some like macabre sideshow circus freak fishbowl thing. And I've been saying this forever. There's a direct link between the decline in romantic relationships and workplace performance. I've been saying that forever, and people push back on me so hard because I don't have hair and I have bad teeth and I don't, quote unquote, dress well or try or whatever, live in Ohio, whatever other stupid fucking thing that you people come up with that would make me unattractive to women. I'm telling you, it is going to be an increasingly bad problem, and it will get to the point where you have to spend 4 hours searching for brown fucking duct tape because no one has it, and you can't get anything unless it's 2 days on Amazon, and then maybe it shows up on time, and maybe the person doesn't throw it at your house, and it just... February 2025 study on the connection between loneliness and workplace performance also found that when someone lacks the social skills and support that comes from close relationships, they're more likely to feel lonely. Oh, no shit, huh? Took you a whole fucking study for that, huh? Took you a whole fucking, look at this. It took you a whole fucking, how much money did you waste? Be honest. How much money, how much of my taxpayer money did you fuck? Oh, Ozempic, look at that. How much fucking taxpayer money did you waste on this shit? It took them a whole fucking study to figure out that when someone lacks social skills and the support, and I would say that social skills come from the support of close relationships. They're more likely to feel lonely, less likely to be productive, and less prepared to handle the modern office. Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Look, if you told me tomorrow that there is a $120,000 a year job available after taxes, $150,000 a year job, so $120,000 after taxes available, but I had to show up every day and deal with women in the office and not get to screw them and not be able to come home to anything and have to stay sober and commute? No. I would turn that down. Oh my God, I gotta show you this. I saw a job listing the other day. Holy shit. It was for a developer. And it was like, I opened it. It was so heinous. How do I go to unread? Oh, job. It was like 55K a year. I've got to find this. 55. It was like 55 to 65K. Oh, come on. Okay, so search in Gmail doesn't work, but it was like a web developer position. Actually, here, pause. It was LinkedIn. Look at this. Okay, I think I can show this. Oh, shit. God damn it. Okay. Look at the one on the top. Come on, focus. Junior software developer, $58,000 a year. The salaries are back down into the 50s. Literally, $58,000 to $65,000 a year. My first actual web development job that wasn't the startup in 2013 was $69,000, $70,000. The web developer jobs are now printing at 50, all the ones that they just laid off everybody for, they're now printing at $58,000 a year. I don't know what to tell you guys. Like, there's no reason to even, like, commuting alone, there's no, like, unless that's completely remote, there is zero reason to do that job. I will continue to make videos and yell for 4 hours a night for super chats before I go fucking try to work in an office with girl boss and a bipsy for $58,000 a year. Holy shit. And they're fucking free. They don't know why Gen Z does. They don't know why young people don't want to work. There's no incentive. And yes, it's sex. That's actually what it is. Even if it isn't directly sex, it's all sex. Women being nice to you as a surrogate for the intimacy. Women like enjoying your company or being pleasant to be around. And I'm not talking about that phony office bullshit from some fat bitch in accounting or accounts receivable or something or marketing. I'm talking about like pleasant on a daily basis. Easy to work with, get you what you actually need on time. And that's a growing problem as the Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates Gen Z, those born between 96 and 2012, will comprise nearly 30% of U.S. workforce by 2030. Yep. It's going to get worse. You women really fucked up. I got to be honest. Like, I'm just going to be hardcore an asshole about it. You women really fucked up. You completely destroyed the incentive structure for guys to even try. And why the hell would a guy, who can't get a woman to look at him from an early age, through puberty, through adulthood, through early life, goes in, why would he even finish college, let alone get a job that pays $58,000 a year, let alone show up on time to said job? Why? Every step along the way, he has been demoralized, dehumanized, degraded, made to be less than, made reminded constantly that the women are the superior sex and the superior race and the superior people that are better than him. Constantly reminded that they're both oppressed, but they're also better than you. How does that work? Exactly, by the way. Women are both oppressed and they're better than me. Explain that. And I really hope that you people are hearing the fucking nuance of what I'm saying. So let me be clear. Without women, men won't work. Okay? and you're seeing it directly. They're pulling whole fucking studies proving it. And you know why it doesn't go the other way with the chicks? Because the chicks can get laid whenever they want. There's that meme that's going around Twitter. It's a guy talking about being in therapy. Actually, here, I'm going to read it to you. Let me pull it up. Come on. Come on, computer. You're not that slow. Look at this. Talking to therapist. She asked me about my sexual history. Tell her I'm a virgin still at 28. Oh, so you're asexual. No, I'm not. I want to have sex. I just haven't. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? You can't tell me you're honestly been trying this long and you're still a virgin. The thing is, this is not fiction. This is absolutely plausible. My feeling when I didn't know what to fucking say to that and she changed it. I didn't know what to fucking say to that and she changed the subject. Therapy is fucking useless. Then there you go. Are you telling me, are you ready for me to diagnose your totally normal reaction to our shitty society and mental illness so I can get you addicted to mind-altering drugs for the rest of your life? There you go. I'm really trying to keep my sanity, guys. I really am. Every day I log in and it's another fucking Bipsy on YouTube talking about how hard her life is. And it's another fucking study, another fucking article about how men are the ones fucking this whole thing up. And make no mistake, they're talking about the lack of relationships and everything. They're talking about guys. They're talking about men. They're talking about men. They're not having this problem with women. Let's see. West, who authored the book Job Therapy, Finding Work That Works For You, said there's an array of factors impacting Gen Z's social ability in the workforce. For one, they've grown up in an era with online communication become the norm, crowding out in-person socialization. Yeah, good luck trying to get in-person. Look, I'm a millennial. I am the middle of the millennials. I am the peak millennial. I literally am wearing a shirt that says still emo. I am so fucking millennial. It's not just Gen Z. I haven't been on a date in 10 years. And I don't interact with other people. I don't go out. Go out for what exactly? Overparenting, according to... Okay, they've been saying that forever. 1 in 5 Gen Z candidates are bringing mom and dad to their job interview. Yeah, they were saying that about millennials. All of this is... Well, they're bringing mom and dad to the job interview because that's their fucking ride. All of this is causing issues for Gen Z when it comes to some of the most fundamental tasks associated with the workplace. For example, it affects how young workers ask a boss for a raise or request PTO. You learn a lot of skills in those early relationships. Yeah, and that's why they want, that's why they're offering people $58,000 a year for web developers, which is fucking horrible. You learn a lot of skills in those early relationships that you then leverage for the workplace. Negotiation is a huge one. You don't learn negotiation in relationships. Trust me. Whatever she says, she gets. Because if she doesn't, she leaves. That's how my relationships have pretty much always gone. And I'm not trying to be pathetic or emo or fucking sad. There are no women that want to be negotiated with. They just leave. They just leave. You tell her no, she's got 5 other guys who will tell her yes. Literally. And they're all waiting in her phone. There's no be the best guy for these. They have better options. All of them do. Why do you think I stay home all the time? I didn't expect this video to make me so goddamn unhappy, but holy shit. Today is not a good day. She said relationship building, typically the romantic kind, but also platonic ones, helps people develop other critical skills such as handling uncomfortable conversations, managing anxiety, and having difficult social dynamics. God. It's the close relationship and the difficulty that comes along with developing new relationships with someone where you have to navigate all kinds of potential discomfort. Yeah. And most women are, or most men are invisible to women. I don't know what else you want me to say. Like, I don't know, like, I am vindicated. Sex is actually the most important thing. Like, your ability to have an intimate, monogamous relationship is the most important thing. Being able to sustain that is the most important thing. And the research is finding that. Multiple fucking studies, all linked. This often shows up in the office as a lack of clear communication. Gen Zers may opt to email their boss. Okay, they said the same thing about millennials. It also means many Gen Zers have used AI as a crutch to resolve conflict. Every single chick uses ChatGPT for everything. Resume.org, about 1/3 of Gen Z rely on AI for advice about relationships. Older generations get very frustrated by that behavior, and then they may lash out a bit. It ends up exacerbating the problem. I say exacerbating correctly. You guys are full of it. The communication lapses and other antisocial workplace behaviors are issues that both older and younger workers need to address, according to Wes. She suggests that bridging the gap requires a mutual reset where bosses make implicit office norms expected clear. Both sides need to move. Yeah, women need to come back to men. The older generation needs to work with clear communication. Okay, we don't care about generations. Everything that they say that's bad about Gen Z, they said was bad about millennials, and I'm sure they said was bad about Gen X, and I'm sure they said was bad about Generation Me. Look, you do stop trying in life when you get no results from the opposite of sex. And you get to an age where it's like, I'm not changing anymore. I am who I am, and it's not changing. And if none of the women like that, I guess that's their problem, isn't it? I guess that's their problem. And if society doesn't like me living the way that I live, I guess that's their problem too. Until the cops show up at my door and kick me out of my damn house, I guess there's not really going to be an issue, is there? Because I'm still paying my fucking bills. It's all sex. It all comes back down. Aaron Clary is absolutely correct. Women are the fuel. Women's youth and beauty are the fuel that feeds the fire of economic production. And now the think tanks and Fortune.com and actual scientific studies are putting it all together, finally. That without women, there's no reason to work, and there's no reason to get out of bed in the morning. There's no reason to do anything. So this is what the life we get. Hope it was worth it. Whatever.